The other day, Governor Pat McCrory did something that brought cheers from people on the left and the right. He appointed Shelby Stevenson as North Carolina's next poet laureate. And we won't go into the governor's first try at that appointment, except to say that this time he did it right. Stevenson is a distinguished writer, longtime teacher at UNC Pembroke. He was editor of Pembroke Magazine. He's also a great musician, country music that will make you cry. And he grew up in the country, surrounded by family and other rural and small town characters in Johnson and Harnett counties. Scenes and people he has shared with us in numerous books and poems, including one that I love, which was a narrative poem called Family Matters, Homage to July the Slave Girl. It's a long narrative poem that tells his family's story in an unusual way through the imagined experience of a slave girl that was once owned by his ancestor. Stevenson lives on family land down there, not too far from Stevenson's Barbecue Restaurant east of Raleigh, and his brother Paul started it. And I don't like to miss the chance to eat there when I'm going back and forth to the beach. Not content with his personal achievements as a distinguished writer and great musician, Shelby Stevenson has always sought to encourage other talented people to share their gifts. At the same time, he's always looked for ways to find and expand appreciative audiences for good writing. At time at Pembroke Magazine as the editor gave him a platform to share good writing and build an appreciative community of readers, as he gave us a treasure of great writing from our state and our region. Unselfishly, he poured his heart into that project and made that literary journal an important part of the American literary scene. Along the way, I have to say, his warm words of encouragement to me and to countless others have sometimes made all the difference, and I'll always be grateful. As Poet Laureate, he'll bring doing more to celebrate and enhance our state's great literary scene. So, congratulations to Shelby Stevenson, and thanks to Governor McCrory for making such a really fine appointment. This is D.G. Martin.